This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
This is Capricorn Drive with Complexion, Mrox, Jack Rams, and the only lady on the show, Hlamulo Marule. What do you have in news for
and
us
I'm
today?
I'm about to hit you with an interesting story. A 47-year-old man from Boshof has appeared in Gauteng in the Pretoria Magistrates Court on a charge of attempted murder. Listen why. After he allegedly infected his 38-year-old girlfriend with HIV. Some of you didn't even know it was a crime. Now, according to the NPA, the accused and the complainant were in a relationship from October 2025 to June 2026. Now, during this period, the accused allegedly misrepresented his HIV status to the complainant, informing her that he was negative. So she started seeing like, ARVs lying around, and she thought, hey, what's going on here?
Yo.
If it's true, it's just stupidity at its finest.
I've heard some couples apparently hide them in vitamin containers.
Eh?
So every morning when you are sleeping over there, they're just dropping them like vitamins. Yeah, you would think it's vitamins. What would make you go in to check what's going on? Luana, are you familiar with how ARVs look like? You're not. So chances are you will not pick it up. So that's how some people discovered, you know.
You just gave someone listening heart palpitations right now because maybe they are seeing their partner every day drinking multivitamin, quote unquote.
Yeah, well, you don't know what's going on in the containers. But true story, I'm telling you. And I picked this up at a conference where I was, and a group of people, I think it's about 10 people, that took to the podium, and they were honest enough to say, I've been in a relationship with this person and they don't know because I've been hiding my stuff in vitamin containers. So every morning when they see me take a pill, they don't even suspect anything.
So by doing that, they, in a way, infecting their partners.
Well, I mean, people take ARVs for different reasons, right? Some is to suppress the viral load, which then, you know, to a large extent, protects the next person, depending on how are you guys engaging.
Yeah.
But generally, I think you would like for a person to be honest with you when you get into the relationship to say, this is my status, so that if you decide tomorrow or if there are any accidents tomorrow, you are able to act swiftly, you know. You know, whether it's visiting a doctor or whether it's going with them to the doctor and weighing your options and saying, this is the route we'd like to take. Tell me if there is any medication or anything that I can take that can protect me. You know, from contracting the disease.
And the NPA is saying this man allegedly intentionally infected her because he didn't want her to leave him. Oh, guys, how wicked can you be?
Have you ever asked a partner to go for an HIV test together? How did they react?
For me, it's always the case. It's the first thing I do, you know, test. If wagana or you become hesitant, then for me, I'm just going to pull back. But I always encourage or you should go and test and refer each other's statuses and then take it from there.
But I think it's the men that always feel like, I win, I'm not sharp.
They know they are listening to the show right now. I know, gents. When the madam comes back and says, I'm negative. In fact, we are negative. In fact, let me tell you.
Incommunicado property. Negative.
That is so true.
In fact, let me tell you. That's the most interesting thing about this whole setting. You can go for your normal routine checkup. And, you know, you hypothetically, you are a lady, you go for your pap smear, you go for this, you go for that, and then you take your HIV test as well. But when you come back, they want to ask, how did the pap smear go?
So the results are true.
They are more interested in the HIV results.
Yeah, because you are the standard. If I'm negative, you are negative. We are negative.
And who are negative? Yeah, if we know you are negative, then we are negative. And that is not always the case.
And
eh?
I am not gassy.
Sometimes they can't detect it.
That's true.
It's still too early.
I remember I once spoke to a health worker, and I asked her if it's possible for your partner to be negative and one over positive, and she said, definitely. That's a word, definitely.
Well, when a friend of the show, Fajor Rumela message, you know, Uri Rishap team. Testile ga madam. Gents,
come on, gents.
No.
It's a crime.
But maybe it's informed by experience. Also, there's just a lot of stigma, and that makes it very uncomfortable for people to have this conversation right in the beginning of a relationship.
That would,
Because you ask yourself whether the relationship will survive after that or not.
Mm.
No, but it has to from the beginning. The fact that you are honest from the beginning, it's enough for me to consider the fact that, okay, you are an honest man.
But what about the fear, Yagore? If you are positive, maybe, like in the case, I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying, Gore, they're because they're afraid, or if it's positive, then madam or mister will, you know, flee.
Hey, I hear you. Marangilo Lavaya together.
Yeah.
How was the experience? For you?
For me, it was okay. We just went there, tested, set, and then I felt like our results at the same time. We were sitting together, you know, in one area. So I tested really true, and then, yeah.
It's always best to do it the professional way because you get professional counseling after that.
Yeah.
Then when you buy the test kit and go home and then you check and then, hey, ziyakhala.
Yeah, very good. The test kits, the home test kits.
They wouldn't continue selling them, I suppose.
Ish. But I would want a second opinion.
A second opinion is very important, by the way, because remember, you might test before it starts showing.
So yeah, yeah.
That is another downside of this whole thing.
Hello, team. Lendikoni yendeka mine. Okay, why a partner ma check? Kwatholakala ukuthi u positive. Then nakabuya nemari lazo ngitshela ngahamba naye. Nasifika sicheka kwathola ukuthi mina ngi negative. So kiyendeka lento ekucheka ngebangani lena ange partner yakho akusebeni. Noma ingabe i partner yakho isi negative, but kubalulekile sina uyo checka because it might happen when ube positive. Ngiyabonga team.
Siyabonga njalo embutho, fanele njalo lenzaba.
Injalo.
Tohlala lapho ucabanga ukuthi unegative kanze.
Kanti hey,
it's the other way around. Find us on WhatsApp on 0798996226. If you have ever asked your partner to go for an HIV test together, whether current or past relationship, how did they react? And how do we fix the reaction if it's negative? Like, we need to find a way of dealing with this issue.
Eish.
What are your thoughts?
Ula barawaga na kupelo na anonymous ne ya na salaka test ale mere mobizis so ena agra about u negative na positive so reshapo fe life goes on because le na uthe and then ra test mobizis so mar reshapo fe la ena u negative ki positive na la grand ola.
Thank you for sharing, my friend. Yes, you are more than welcome to remain anonymous if you wish, based on your personal experiences. I mean, have you ever asked your partner to go to test for HIV together, and how did they react? You sent through messages. This one says, hello, Tim. Now I buy the test kit, test myself alone, then we can go test together after I've tested myself. I remember at mobile clinics, they tested people. So they tested this other brewer who went there with confidence and said that he's negative. Unfortunately, he was positive and he fell with the tents. It's dangerous to say my partner is negative. That means I'm also negative. You will faint when you finally get to test. And another one reads, Ish, when you talk about this topic, you remind me of what happened to me this year. I got intimate without using protection. And the following day, I just decided, baby, let's go test, only to find that she's positive and I am negative. But luckily, I went to the clinic to consult before the 72-hour period, and they gave me medication and kishab. I'm HIV negative as we speak, and left unsigned for obvious reasons. Another one reads, hi team, sometimes a person can be a carrier, which means they will always test negative, so you can't bank on your partner. This is Kels S, who sent through that message. Let's take a listen to some of your voice notes.
Dumelan, 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 dumela, brass and sisters. Oh, no, man. Hey, this thing here, test, yeah. In a low church, and now I can go to church, especially relationship is such a trauma. Yeah, church. Mariona, yeah, for safety. That's why no remivang before we rea. And I examine this thing out test, but we actually don't know whether need. I was scared. But anyway, you know, the Javanish, you got a whoa. So this time, in a kitchener, every 6 months, and I get test, I get check. Marasa Navrupa Mara, I get an estrada, but you know, test, I get a languishana.
Good afternoon, team. Comes.
Yeah.
I still remember the
I think it was 10 years ago, yeah. I was in a relationship with this lady, which I can't name. Okay, after about 3 weeks while dating, we sit down and have the do's and don'ts, the terms and conditions in our relationship. So we finally hit the 1 hour, let's go and test and know our status, because we want to take this relationship to the next level. Okay, we agreed and the date, the city, and all that. But the surprising part, it was when that date arrived, multiple analytic excuses. So Kafaleta, I think she did that more than 4 times. And then Kafaleta go honor na you woman, she's citing something. And like enough, necessary dire next. So I come to like that. Come see Alewana Sala Jola Lowan. So no honor, no man, more than something. Anyway, it's majestic hands and immediate. Sure.
Yeah. Honesty is very important, Pafetu, eh?
Did you guys know that the home test we buy normally got leaks can actually show a negative result even if motor alo positive, because the viral load will be undetected or undetectable? I did not know that. And you can still be infected by that person as long as an HIV and then viral load is undetectable. They can still infect you even if that home test kit shows negative. So the only solution, Koya Lancet, and do a viral load test. Yo guys, it's scary, I tell you. To think what we always believed in, this home test kit.
Completion brag. Next test aga a medium. Agar nag straight go honest and punctual. Whenever I show test on Puja to test, so Lena was the Ora, what's up, seminars, what boy am I, was straight. Yeah.
I really wish, you know, when we have these little gatherings or conferences, men's meetings, even within our circles, when we meet as men, we start having honest conversations so that eventually we can get rid of this perception that if you are madam went to test and came back and said negative, then we are all negative. It's always very important to know your status. I mean, build a relationship on that, you know exactly where do you stand. And it's not every time that the relationship collapses right after such a discovery. Somebody shared that also with us earlier on.
Comes on the team. Anyway, now I do it twice a year, although I don't even know why I did it, because I keep to one partner. And I've been doing that for the past 13 years. So I don't know why I did it, but for some funny reason, I make sure every 6 months I did it. Maybe it's because I once worked as an HIV counselor back in the days. So certain things, you get used to them. And it's a bit scary, but yeah, people should do it. People should do it. What's your status, someone? And be safe. Otherwise, and keep it fresh. Someone in Mokopani.
Ash, Namanaga Chokalina, man. Chokalina. Tabia Chester, man, is very important. This ras. But somebody give a kikiti, Magato like a Sarakoa, get all like a Sarakua. Maramo Pilga get tested delivered by 4. Balobana Givilish or get tested one of the result ritual. Ritual, I do a negative Maranagal positive. Okay, it's a past almost 12 years now. And then the Gilgabaka Allen said to Gabaka Jama, I did a check a while, one of four gone. Maragibil a toy fall by a Gilgarabala Lebona at the end for a test or Javanavala negative. So I go through with Ragawa and Lin, no, still in this Anunja. In another 12 years, but how come Gisakinali on this HIV or Ragala? It's in every 3 months get test. Yes, but I like a clinic in Garagari test key to get check. It's in every 3 months, you know, check because. I got to put some now. so far for ya batho ba ke le kopana le bona still ke sa no ba negative o dira galang a ke tsebe gore na go khona gore bona batho ba phela mo lefatsheng ba le bana go thothale ga ba kopane le ntshe mara ba ntse ba kopana le batho ba positive a ke tsebe gore ba gona na sapsa ma braga mara go testa ba guys aye ka go bohloka guys was better you know yourself earlier your status or even if it ain't o gona sorry air visual na o be fresh bye bye thanks ma braga ke tsoka lena sharp sharp
thank you the brother
team konnichiwa yo guys this one time now I've been pursuing this lady for a very long time I really really liked her also I thought so one time she decided to okay fine you know I'm going to give you a chance and yeah we started getting knowing each other and all of that and now it came to a point whereby we had to be like very personal you know deep in there and she you know I will still to this day commend her for that she just straight up and told me I'm HIV positive and mind you I was working in a pharmacy so yeah funny enough I'm laughing because I was a coward yo I ran Ricardo
hello team
na
nge o bulela maka ke Springbok ne and ke testa ka musahaji ene o tlo botsa maka gore ene o tlo thometa beng wa go lo e na ena sanga ka testa in my life so this thing ya gore motho wa ka kra ba ibika ka la gore ile sa chikinya na ka ke sa Springbok a mpotsa ra re go testa I don't always entertain that ke no rara ka testa ra sa testa wa chill ke bona rambo a ke sa itsena cause most of the time ke le mo lore go no fela o lore wa testa taba go tshele jo ka re wa di nyaka ei re sharp re sa tsebe so e motho go la ke se sa tsebe se lo sharp se sho anonymous
thank you anonymous Bafethu let's know our statuses it's very important you're not doing it for the next person you're doing it for yourself so that if you do find that you are positive you can be put on medication as early as possible so that you can continue living a normal life and you know your city four count is not compromised in any way and you also protect everyone around you but thank you for opening up and sharing your experiences we really appreciate you going so deep into your lives coming up after 4 is Too Hot to Handle
that was a Capricorn FM podcast for more podcasts visit capricornfm.co.za